Everybody, well, today is Friday, and the date is September 15, 2017. And this is our paranormal BBS radio show, so let's clear the day today. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That doesn't feel too bad. And let's energize the light beam or beams on your monitor screen to bring you peace energy. Here they come, stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation or something else going on, emotional or painful or something, here we go. Let's release that. And think of that one timeline that you're on, releasing it now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll turn it over to Ann. Are you all ready to go, Ann, out of the BBS studio there? Wardrobe room and voice tuning room and everything else?
Yes, I am, Ron. Thank you. Ready and so happy to be able to share the Creation Lightship information and everything tonight with everyone. Welcome. This is, of course, the Creation Lightship Healing Call show, rather. And as Ron said, it's Friday, so it's paranormal night. If anyone has any questions or any odd situations or things that happened to them they want to share, you can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the fast chat button on the BBS radio station page and send the message that way. I have the email open and I'll receive them while we're on the air. Let's see. Oh, we had a wonderful entity removal call today. And as you do every Friday, Ron, and somebody did send in a testimonial about one of your weekday calls. Ron does live healing calls Tuesdays through Fridays. They start at 5:30. They're about an hour or an hour and a half long. And you can find out more information about those on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. Wednesday is the healing call where Ron charges a week's worth of water for us. So that means you get water with healing light codes in it for whatever it is you need, and you can drink one container each day for the coming week. So someone wrote, thank you very much for giving us 2 extra hours of healing on the lightship after the Wednesday water charging call. I enjoy spending time in the healing rooms and talking to the light beings.
Great.
And I know you're so generous, Ron, with your, you know, when we do those healings, so you did give us all a little extra time, and that was very nice. Okay, another, let's see. Okay, a question here about the crown chakra clearing. Hi, Ron. Oh, I see. I understand the question now. On the crown chakra clearing, Ron, one of the sections, it's a very long clearing, and one of the options at the bottom is the entity release. So, hi, Ron, wondering if the entity release part of the crown chakra clearing is very effective. Feeling body tingling today and did lots of increasing my life force energy. Thanks.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, get rid of those entities. Yeah, that's a must.
Right. I don't know. They might mean, is that as effective as the whole life entity clearing, or is it different?
Well, it is different. It's what's with you right now in the moment. It doesn't go back into your past, but it'll work with entities that are attached to you when you're doing that particular clearing. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, here's a, I guess, paranormal happening. Hi, Ron. Last night, I let my dogs out around midnight. Sasha, my lab, was upset. Her hair was standing up and chasing something in circles. Then she ran into a tree. This was invisible to me. I could not see what was making her so upset. Any input? I'm in northern Wisconsin.
Oh, boy. I don't know. It doesn't feel like it's alien stuff. Maybe there was some other, emotional body of some animal or something that it was chasing. And it probably saw the animal and was chasing it and was focused on the animal. And that's why the dog hit the tree, because the animal probably had more presence than the tree did. So it ran into the tree. Very unusual. So back to you.
Yeah, it is. And labs are pretty calm. They're active, but they're usually pretty, I love labs. They're pretty calm usually. okay. So someone wrote in, let me see, they were feeling a little dizzy and off balance, and they're wondering, and it was happening, I guess, on and off to them during the summer, but they did the mind of the body barcode removals, and it went away. Then they thought, oh, good, that's gone, but then they had weird movements and feelings in their ears, and they woke up feeling off balance again. And they want to know, can you tell, is there an implant in her ears? And you talked about having an implant removal call, and is that still being planned?
I don't know if there's an implant there. I guess anything that's alien could be called an implant, you know, that's connected to you. It does sort of feel like if there's something there. I won't say it's directly in the ear itself, but maybe around the ear or inside your skull or something. And we'll probably be doing a implant call before the year is out here. So back to you.
Yes, I think that is one of the ones we have on the list for, but you're always welcome to remind us can remind us again. So a nice email, another nice email, I meant to start with this. Someone thanking you, Ron, my house is safe from running the environmental clearing. My house, myself, and my kitty are all safe from Hurricane Irma. Thank you, Ron. And she sent along a really adorable picture of her cat, who looks not only fine, but very content and relaxed.
Great, wonderful.
I don't think she even knew there was a hurricane. Okay, a couple more questions here. Oh, I guess on Wednesday, you must have been talking about the water, different water chargings, and a listener wrote in to say, whoever had the question about the water activations can look on the website. This is a great suggestion. Because there's a big long list there of things you can charge water for, and that'll give you some insights into what the water is, the different water can do, or what you can ask for. And that is a really good idea, and you can access that on the lower left-hand side of Ron's website, which, again, is creationlightship.com, and that is really a good one. Okay, we have a question about a healing here. Can you explain, Ron, the difference between muscle memory and cell memory?
That is a good one. Cellular memory is, in a sense, probably from your DNA. And that gets activated when you go through stuff. And the muscle memory, I would say, is more of a memory as you are experiencing something and your muscles are hanging on to that. They're kind of both pretty similar, but there's still a memory that you would like to just charge out of your body. So hopefully that answered that question. But they are both sort of similar because they will have memory of what you're going through. So the cellular memory, we'll just say, is typically DNA, RNA, or maybe just DNA, then the RNA would might be the muscles. But regardless, you don't want either one of those to be with you. So back to you.
Right. And then is there some muscle memory, though, Ron, that's good? Like, you know, like you isn't if you get in the car and you don't have to learn how to drive every time, isn't that kind of a function of muscle memory? And but then you just want to keep it clear, or I don't know.
I don't know how to answer that one.
Okay. So another person wrote in about the recent storm. I have done natal barcodes on these numbers before. I won't list the numbers. I don't remember if I did timeline crashes on them yet. I've been doing so many clearings, I don't always remember. So since the hurricane started, they've cleared. I tried to get a flight out of Florida for my sister. Her flight number was blank. I rented a car to drive to Florida to take supplies to my sister, and the airport taxi number on the car was blank. She cleared. Driving to Florida today, I saw a sign with all these numbers, code to enter on a website. I stopped in a town called Christiansburg and cleared that. The route signs were south and a number in north. So I looked at my car clock exactly at blank time, and they're saying, enough already. And I understand it, but it's so worth it. And I'm sure that, you know, once, you know, you start to feel how good you're going to feel from doing all those healings, it's really worth it. Okay, another one. Thanks, Ron. Storm was hitting my town, except where I lived, because I had the environmental imbalance on.
That's great.
Yeah. So I'm happy for our listeners that, you know, everybody's okay. And someone said, I listened to 5 hours of June 2009 archives today as I drove on a long trip. So much neat stuff. I love archives. Thank you, Ron. Well, that's good.
Yeah, I guess.
There are a lot of them.
Yeah, there's lots of them, yeah. What was nice about the archives is that I don't need to write a book. And if I did write a book, it'd be one page, you know, which would say, you know, go within when you open the cover up, you know. But the archives, you know, is what I put up, or BBS put up, initially, because they said they'd be having archives that they would be putting up. And I go, that's great, because now I can just do radio shows and have all what we're talking about, you know, archived, and you can go there and get information. And it will change somewhat according to the listening audience and, you know, how things are brought up, you know, during the BBS show. So everyone is a little different. But you may have more insight on a certain healing because we're maybe talking about it back then. And now maybe I don't talk about it, but as you start listening and you might hear two different shows, even a couple years apart, we're talking about the same clearing, and it may make a little more sense to you. So that's what's so nice about the archives. And if anybody has any questions on the archives, listening to something, and you need more clarity, or maybe you didn't understand it, then definitely, you know, say what archive it was, and what your question is about the archive, and we can see if I can give you another answer, or maybe the same answer. I don't know. But, you know, it's always nice for people to do that. We don't get too many people questioning archives or, you know, doing that. But if you do have a question on one and you just don't fully understand it, by all means, just, you know, let me know. So back to you.
Yes, Ron. And when people listen to the archives, they'll see, too, that we sometimes ask you the same questions a few times but it's always worth it because you add a little or go a little deeper into the subject. So it's always a joy to listen to you, Ron. We appreciate you doing these shows every week for us. So the listener from Northern Wisconsin wrote in to say thank you. So glad to hear it was not aliens in the yard last night with her Labrador.
That's great.
Yeah. Some good night, good news. Another question about healings. Can the whole lifetime clone clearing work, putting it into the parallel life clearing?
I think it would work, yeah. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't.
Okay, great. I think they're asking because it's mostly for whole life clearing. Well, that is a whole life clearing, yeah. So, yeah, that would work. Okay. Oh, and I was running time. Okay, so timeline. So someone else wrote in to add to her message about her experience in Florida. I was running the timeline with Gone with the Wind, so the wind would leave. So she was crashing the wind. And ran the 12 creation source energies to get through the hurricane. My cat and I both slept through it. That's great. And that's a different listener with a different cat. So that's wonderful. Yeah, the 12 source energies are lovely to listen to. If you don't have that recording, you can listen to it. You can find it on YouTube. Ron has a YouTube channel under his name, Ron Amatron. If you haven't gone there yet, there are a lot of Ron's lectures, and it's really wonderful. Okay, so someone wrote in to say that I guess they've been doing research. It's appropriate for Paranormal Friday. That they've learned that people underground or aliens underground are making human clones from cow or duck cells. Have you ever heard about that, Ron?
No, I have not.
Okay. It's pretty creepy sounding. Okay, so let me go down. One second. Okay, Ron, maybe we could do a sample healing now, Ron. Is there something you can think of that we might need?
Yeah, we'll do the cloned skin particles like dandruff that could be on your skin. And then I'll do the same thing for that energy that would be in your lungs and maybe nose, bronchial tube. So let's do the skin first. So here we go. I got a noisy vehicle here. You want to just coming up here? Maybe you can talk for a minute as the guy leaves here. Oh, he's going the other direction. That's good. Almost. Okay. So here we go. Skin energy. So getting rid of the clone skin residue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, boy, that's heavy. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. There we go. So if you feel relief from that, you may want to purchase for a dollar, under the water activations. I think it's under objects, if I'm not mistaken. But you may want to do that and get skin misting water for you. And now we're going to do your lungs here. Breathing, we'll just call it here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Yeah, that feels not too bad. Okay. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, thank you so much for doing that for us. Okay, I'll move on to some more questions. Here's a really good paranormal one. What should we do when a loved one who has passed is still staying in the house and causing problems?
That would be the deceased loved one's emotional body. So do that clearing, and it should leave.
Okay, good. And kind of related, could a soul family member still affect you after they have passed on from this life?
Well, if they're on timelines with you, yes, they could. As far as them leaving here, there won't be really any resonance because they're in the darkness. As you know, they get abducted again and down the rabbit hole to the reincarnation process. But, yeah, they still could be in a hospital or someplace. Maybe you saw them. I'm assuming that maybe you knew somebody. So if you knew somebody and you knew that they're in your soul family, maybe we'll just say they left here, let's say 6 months ago. And you know that they're in your soul family because, you know, you recognize them, you know, as maybe even being your grandparents in one life. Maybe they're your parents now or something like that. So, yeah, they could bring forth an energy as you're in the hospital maybe the last week before they left and connect with you. That's a possibility. That's what we want to do, the emotional one, emotional loved one clearing. But they're still going to be on timelines. And so they could visit you if they haven't left here and bring up one of those timelines that they may want to get energy off of you from. You know, remember, the emotional body needs to have energy to live. So they may pick one that's really awful to you, where maybe you cause some kind of problem for them, and then now you get that information being downloaded to you from the timeline. You get the whole thing in, you know, Technicolor, you know, and then now you start feeling guilty or angry or something, and they're just taking the energy from you because they need something to live on. So they'll find something that really jars you or maybe even makes you really happy because they need to get more energy for their emotional body. So that's the deceased loved one's clearing. And it'd be for the emotional body. So, yeah, they can still be with you from after, you know, before they left here through all the timelines that you knew them on. So back to you or had physical experiences.
Okay. Thank you. That was that's really helpful, Ron. I have a question. If a deceased loved one from your family is a soldier now. You've mentioned that for people who are enlisted, they might meet and see family members on, you know, that are time-traveling soldiers. Does that mean they are connected to Creation Lightship and their spirit is okay, or might we still need to do the deceased loved one's spirit removal, spirit barcode, or them?
They're not really connected to the light ship, even though they're working with light energy. And so kind of going over that same question. So the time-traveling soldiers were brought into the future from different lifetimes, different time frames, probably from 500 AD to current. So you could be with your grandparents, maybe at the age of, we'll just say, 17, for instance, you know, the males on your side and great-great-grandparents. And then you could be with your own parents if they're no longer here, if they happen to be in the military and the time was stopped and they got transported into the future to fight aliens. So some people have actually commented that they could go through family albums of like their you know, their parents, mainly probably the males, and they'd actually recognize that person, maybe who served in World War One or something, or maybe Korean War, and they could see them actually at that young age, and they're fighting beside them at their current age, and they're older than those relatives. So that is a possibility. As far as having the light ship save their spirit, when they're fighting, their spirit is always being protected, we'll say, or remanufactured, we'll say, recreated if something happens to it. As far as their lifetime, when they come back here, say from World War II, for instance, and they don't know that they're gone, then they're just going to be living their normal life without realizing that they were brought into the future to fight aliens for maybe 2 to 3 years. They'll just see the clock has maybe, you know, stopped, and when they come back, maybe a second will go by, and they're doing whatever they were doing before they became enlisted in the time-traveling soldiers. So they'll still have their whole life to live. So back to you.
Okay. So, wow, that's fascinating, Ron. So it might still be a good idea to do that deceased loved one's clearing for them.
Yes, uh-huh.
Because they'll come back in Earth from the past pass away.
Yeah, because they're in the past, and
right.
You're in the now, or in their future.
Right. Okay.
And they haven't died yet. Say, those are probably, say, 17, 18 years of age, and maybe they died at, you know, we'll just say at 85, for instance. Well, they haven't hit 85 yet.
Okay. Okay, if they're working with the time-traveling soldiers.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, so
okay, someone has a question about... and I guess it would apply to other healing modalities, but this is specifically about Reiki. And if you've had Reiki healings in the past, is the best clearing to remove that from you the dark side practitioner clearing?
Yeah, that would be the one if you knew the practitioner's name. If you don't know that, then do the curse of sex and spell clearing.
Okay, and then they're asking, could they also do it on the alien attack page, attack channeled through human option?
It won't have the same horsepower as the other one.
Okay. All right. Here's it's called Ripple Effect Testimonial. I have been running the clearings and participating in the conference calls consistently for about 3 years. Clearing myself out through Creation Lightship is top priority, and my entire quality of life has transformed on all levels. I recently had a visit from my mother, and it is striking how much she is affected by the clearings I am doing on myself. She is healthier, happier, and more balanced than she has ever been. The energy between us is clean and clear. All those whole lifetime clearings, the seven generation clearings, soul family disconnections, timeline crashes, as well as running the free clearings on her, have made a night and day difference. I noticed the same effects with other family members, so the ripple effect of doing Creation Lightship and living with the mind-to-heart drop is loud and clear.
Yeah, very well. So the way that typically works with other people, as you're clearing yourself, if anybody's quarter to you, then that energy going through that core to them will be more balanced, or can put that energetic cord in neutrality. So the people will get kind of like an absentee healing, maybe not the same thing that you're getting by far, but they will have some type of effect because they're trying to pull upon your energy. Because that maybe keeps them going, at least the emotional ones, we'll say. So when you clear your emotions, then if they're trying to attach to you, the emotions aren't going to be there, and then they'll be wondering, you know, maybe not wondering what happened, but they won't have any confrontations with you because there's no more energy there, so they can now have some peace. And that's how the clearings, in a sense, work for people like family members and relatives and things. So you clear yourself out, then there's nothing for them to attach to, and what they're attempting to attach to won't even be acknowledged in them any longer because they could also have a healing, or there's nothing there to bring forth the energy to you, and they just kind of give up on it or don't even think about it because it's no longer with you, so they can change your whole attitude toward you. Back to you.
Right, and I know I think other people have written in the same, you know, that they've noticed the same thing, and I certainly have. I've even noticed it with people I'm not that close to, like neighbors and that kind of thing. It seems like they're affected when maybe space clearings and stuff like that. Okay, we have a testimonial about another healing. I just ran the clearing for the lymphatic body. It is called the Toxicity Lymph Clearing. On the website, and it's a whole life clearing. Wow, it is excellent. For me, it cleaned out a grimy haze, sort of like body smog. My eyes and energy are clearer, brighter, and more full of light. I highly recommend this healing to assist your spirit being able to live with you inside your body. As with most of the clearings, you truly don't know how much something is affecting you until it's gone.
Yeah, that's correct. You don't know what you don't know. And when you get it released, then you can maybe look upon your past wondering why you felt a certain way. But a lot of times, as your past stuff is eliminated, you really have nothing to attach to. But yeah, that's very good. And just know that you don't have to go through something and keep doing it over and over again, because one time through it should be complete for you, unless somebody else around you, you know, tags you with that same information or situation, mindset or whatever you want to call it, trauma, then another energy level came up. But once you do that, the clearing, then you should be probably good to go and feel pretty good about yourself afterwards. And feeling good would just be being in peace energy. So back to you, Ann.
Right, and I loved that point that your spirit would be, you know, more likely to be spending time in your body and spread out in your body if your lymph system is cleared.
Yeah, that's lots of down in the limb.
Okay. So this is, I believe, in reference to the healing you did for us earlier, Ron, when you cleared our skin. I just wanted to ask Ron to do clone skin residue clog. I knew I had some on me. Thank you so much.
Okay. So there's some type of, what is that again?
Well, skin residue clog, she's saying. So I don't know if, you know, she felt the healing and maybe there's a little, you know, something left.
Okay, so sure. I'll do that one over. I'll do it again here. So if you feel need a little bit more, here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okie doke. See if that helped you.
Okay. Yes, that once again, just like the when you did it before, it felt very, very peaceful and relaxing, Ron, so thank you. Someone is asking if we can talk a bit about the judgment clearing, which is a whole life clearing, and the self-sabotage, how they are different, and when you might use those, and the self-empowerment clearing. So those are all great healings. We haven't talked about the judgment clearing in a long time, Ron. Maybe you could talk about that a bit.
Yeah, that one basically is kind of how you're living your life. As you're judging, sorting things out, trying to be in discernment, then when you get out of discernment, then you're in judgment. So that clearing is very useful. The emotional one is probably, like I said, the first one to do. But after that, then you may want to look at the judgment one if you start criticizing yourself or others or complaining a lot. So if you're a complainer, then do the judgment. Okay? Now, the one which would be the self-empowerment clearing, that one's normally used for people who are kind of stuck in their life. Maybe they haven't got a job for a while, they're trying and doing their best, and just nothing's working. So self-empowerment can get you like a jump start. It'll clean away a lot of issues, and there's like 38 of them or something on there, plus you could add something if you wished. But as you go into that clearing, you realize that, wow, I may not have this at all, but most people just look at it and they just start clearing stuff. And remember, when I first put it up, one person mentioned to me, they go, "Ron, I didn't think I had this particular issue, and I just avoided doing it," which is the dark side, probably having them not look at that issue, you know, thinking that they're okay. And they thought, "What the heck, I'll just do it because it's there." And they did it, and they go, "Wow, what a relief," you know. So a lot of people just start from the very first one and just start clearing it and going from one through whatever is there. And, they feel much better. But that's mainly used for when you don't know what you want to do. Maybe you did a dozen clearings and you go, "Well, I don't know what I should do next." Then, you do the self-empowerment one and just see which one, rings a bell for you. You may want to do something like that. I don't think we have all of those clearings as whole lifetime ones. But if you think you need it, then you can go into the special clearing, and that would be a whole lifetime clearing for you. And I missed one of the other questions there. There were three questions, Anne. So what was the middle one?
Well, it was self-sabotage and judgment, like how they're different, I guess.
Yeah, the self-sabotage is how you mess yourself up, and your judgment would be doing that for you, okay? So self-sabotage is just you want to do something and maybe you have a habit of forgetting your wallet or something or whatever. And so you self-sabotage yourself in situations or people around you. But mainly it's for yourself, how you're doing something that you could always do better if you knew what it was about and how you're being controlled. And it could be implants going off to self-sabotage you too. So self-sabotage is kind of one of the big ones that, people have with certain issues. So it's kind of hard to describe what that could be, but you all know how you can mess yourself up or forget something, and you do it all the time, and you have a problem with maybe remembering what happened last when you had the same occurrence happening to you. So that would be the self-sabotage. And that would probably all stem from being in judgment. But they're different clearings completely. So, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And just so we're not making all the announcements at the end of the show, I just want to say that tomorrow's BBS show is at the same time, 7 p.m. Pacific time. It's also on BBS Radio Station 2. And in addition to the wonderful trip to the lightship that we always do on Saturday nights, it's a really great call to be on live for that reason. It's still a great show to listen to on the archive, but if you can possibly be on there live, then you may request a physical healing of the Creation Lightship Doctors. And it's a wonderful opportunity and a wonderful experience. But also, we have something special. Ron has something special planned for tomorrow night, and we talked about it and did a little last week. He's going to energetically project colors onto the walls of, I guess, the room you're in, Ron. Is that how I should put it?
Yeah. Basically, if you were thinking of painting your walls in your house and you didn't know what color to choose, and now what I could do is bring in, and you'd want to go to the store, because if you're planning to paint, then you may want to pick a certain color. So maybe you have three colors that you're kind of deciding, you know, which one to paint your house or your room with. And I can bring in the energy of that color that you have. I'm not going to create a color for you, but you're already going to have it in front of you. And then you can feel the difference in the different, say, frequencies of the colors and find out which one you like the best for right now. Now, you know, naturally, you're choosing a color because it's giving you something. And maybe that room color may last, we'll say, 6 months, and you might grow out of it. That could be a possibility because you already absorbed the energy that you needed from that color. Or the color did something for your body, and now you don't need that color any longer as far as color therapy. So that's what I'll be doing, is just doing that for people, for the people that are planning to maybe, you know, change the color on their walls. So it's just a little added thing that I decided to do, just to show the difference in colors for people. I would imagine most people possibly have, you know, some type of white color on their walls, and maybe, you know, you don't want to really change it too much. So, you know, white is white in a sense, but, you know, there might be a shade of white that might be a little different. But anyway, it's up to you if you wish to do that, to go to the store and pick out and look at the different colors, and you can see how your room feels with that color, because I'll energize the whole room and the walls and the ceiling with that color. That's providing that it's, you know, say plaster. If it's a wooden, you know, ceiling, I'm not going to make that, you know, the color, you know, that you chose. It'll just be the walls that you have. So back to you.
Okay, that's going to be really interesting, Ron, and fun. And we did a little of it, as I said, last week on the show. So people can kind of get their color in mind that they want to experience. Then, in addition, on, I almost said September, the months are going by so fast, we're going to do a put light code energies onto the walls, which is different. It's similar because it's dealing with the paint on your walls, but this is going to be putting light code energy into it, and we're going to do that as a special healing call on a Saturday, and I believe, let me see, I just closed my calendar, it's going to be Saturday, October 7th, is that correct, Ron?
No, I think it's September 30th.
September 30th, that's right. The last Saturday of September of 2017. So it'll be 1 p.m. It'll cost $20 per floor. So if you have a home where you have a basement and an upstairs, then that'll be extra, another $20 per floor of the house that you live in. And Ron has done it already for a few people, and people are really, really like it, and it feels really wonderful. It's like an upgrade to your house, right, Ron? Is there, and you want to add anything else to that?
Yeah, that's basically it. It should make you feel better, and the walls will have peace energy being emitted from them. And so, you know, if you have a basement and, you know, first, second floor, and you don't want to do the basement, that's perfectly fine. Then it's $40, so... you know, so each floor, if you want it energized, would be $20. And it doesn't matter, you know, how many rooms there are. We'll just do everything that's on that first floor. So I may just pick out basic rooms that everybody has. You have a kitchen, naturally, and a bathroom. You have probably some type of maybe dining room or combination, you know, living room, dining room. and then you have a bedroom. And if you have a family, we'll say, then you probably have a couple of bedrooms, maybe another bathroom. We'll kind of look at it that way. And if you have a larger place, then, you know, you may want to do a den or maybe outside patio area or something. But that'll be, you know, included for the $20. But we'll try to concentrate on the rooms. And you may want to even walk into each room that we're doing. So I might just get some notes and maybe write down some of that information. But maybe you could do that for me, Anne, what we talked about just now, you know, the basic rooms that everybody would have.
Right, right. We'll do.
And then you can just go into each room if you want, and we'll energize, and actually you can feel the room change. So it'll be quite interesting to do that. I think it'll be a lot of fun to put the energy in there.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And what could happen is you might feel a whole bunch of energy at first, and then as you grow into the peace energy, you may say, oh, I don't think this is working any longer. Well, that's because you're already in peace, and you don't feel a change because we talked about judgment, so you don't have any judgment there. And the judgment, which should be, you know, working with the darkness energy in you, it'll just be peace coming into you and the room, and you can grow into it. So anyway, that'll be a lot of fun. That's why I decided to do that. We were first talking about the other part, about doing the, you know, the room colors. I thought, well, let's just put some light into your whole house. You know, this would be fun. So back to you, Ann.
Right. That's great, Ron. And just because I know people are going to ask, will we be able to participate as absentees on that call?
Oh, yeah. I don't see why not.
Okay. And will you do some water charging in the beginning like you do with all the other healing calls?
Very possibly, yeah. And you might just write down if you're absentee what rooms you have.
Right, that's the idea.
You know. And anyway, that would work out well. Okay.
Okay, wonderful. We'll continue to talk about that, you know, in the coming shows. So, you know, you'll have time. But meantime, you could put September 30th on your calendar if you would like to join Ron on that call. So we have a request for us.
It'll also work. Maybe some people out there listening, maybe you have a tenant in a house that, you know, maybe in a different state or something, and you want to do that for them. That's fine, too. Just pay the $20, and, you know, it'll be connected to you, and it will energize your location. Or maybe you have a cabin someplace, you know, or remote place, you know, somewhere, or, you know, like I said, maybe you have rental property and you want to energize that. So, you know, that could be done also. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Okay, we have a sample, a request for a sample, Ron. And I'm not sure if you've done this one before. You've done similar beings, clearings. Could you do a sample of eel energy clearing off of us? I heard Ron say in an archive it is alien energy. I saw people on a movie eating it. Thanks.
Oh, boy. Okay, here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. So that got released. See how you're feeling now.
Okay, so yeah, I guess you have talked about eels before, Ron. I know you definitely talk about octopus and what are those things, jellyfish, and you've cleared those for us, but I didn't remember that you've talked about eel before, but they seem like they're all in the same family, and none of them seem...
Yep, that wasn't too hard to get rid of.
Oh, good. That's nice. Okay, question about a healing, and we have talked about this a lot, but I don't think for quite a while. Hi, Ron. I came across a clearing on your site called Harmonic Frequency Clearing for age greater than 20 years. This is interesting to me because I cringe these days when I hear commercial music, which is odd harmonics. Does this odd music have a cumulative effect?
I'd say that it would, yes, uh-huh. Okay, if you don't know what odd harmonics are, you can probably remember when you're in school, you know, maybe as a young child, And back then, I don't know what they have now, but back then anyway, you had a chalkboard. And when you have the chalkboard, sometimes the chalk will kind of skip and make a screeching sound. And everybody, you know, their face kind of goes, you know, or like, oh, God, you know, whatever. Or maybe you're hearing somebody playing a piano and one of those keys isn't tuned in the same harmonic spectrum, we'll say, as all the rest of the keys, and it makes this clink sound, and you go, oh, that sounds awful. Or you're hearing somebody playing a guitar and it's not in tune. All different ways to look at it. But, yeah, that is not good. And that's how the darkness comes in, because it can, in a sense, take your spirit out of your body because it's not in harmony. So that's what happens. So you're hearing, instead of a sine wave frequency, you're hearing like square waves, and square waves are detrimental to the body. And electronic music is what they used to have, you know, probably back in the late 70s maybe, where you had a one-man band and everybody's, you got the drummer and the machine, you know, and the guitar player and everything else is in there as it's programmed. And, you know, you just maybe sing your song and everything else. Is there probably like karaoke in a way, but maybe not the same. But anyway, all that stuff is pretty bad. So you're hearing square waves instead of sine waves. And square waves gives you odd harmonics. And going a step further, that's why the old vacuum tube electronics, those are all even harmonics. And then when it went into transistor solid-state stuff, then you started getting the square waves on it as a transistor goes from being normal into a square wave as it's being overdriven. So some of the instruments that people use, they have little boxes, what they call overdrive, where it does go into that distortion. Anyway, if you're a guitar person or whatever, you know what I'm talking about. And all you want is even harmonics. And that's healing for the body. Otherwise, your spirit can jump out. I won't say it's going to be out forever, but it's not going to like it because of the darkness coming to you through the music. Or somebody screams into a microphone, you know, and you go, oh, man, that sounded awful. That's the reason, because it's out harmonics. So back to you.
Right. Now, Ron, what about sirens and, really loud cars and motorcycles? Are those also odd harmonics? Would that clearing help with that?
Yeah. I would say possibly yes. Uh-huh. I can't say 100% yes, but I'd say probably 90% yes.
I just know that can be very jarring, but I don't know. It's probably just the volume. Right, how loud it is as opposed to what sound it's actually making, right?
Possibly, yeah. I don't know if a motorcycle would be odd harmonics because I don't think a motorcycle would be, but yeah, a siren very possibly could be, yes. Uh-oh, it's getting to that time.
Okay. Well, have our show tomorrow night, Ron, and our 7-hour call is on Sunday at 10 a.m. Information about that is also on Ron's site, and I'll let you do the Mind to Heart drop, Ron. Thank you so much, and thank you, listeners.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. You need to say this out loud because you're in the present moment and need to tell your spirit what to do because it knows about communication with you. And you can't think it because that's mind energy, and your spirit does not live in mind energy. So if you're trying to think this process through, there's no way you're ever connecting to your spirit. It's impossible. So here we go. Just say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we count from 10 to 1 backwards for the newbies. If you're an OB doing this here, then 3, 2, 1 is fine. But here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody, thank you for listening and listen to those archives. If you have any questions, send us an email, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Blessings, everybody. Good evening.